Pause recording button.
Well, unfortunately,
9:51. Pause recording button.
I think that, sorry, the volume of that was driving me crazy. Unfortunately, I think that we missed the blood moon at its best. People on Twitter were talking about it being around, well, between 1:30 and 2:30, and my daddy-o didn't get up until about 2:45. So we basically didn't even go out there until about 3, but I didn't even bother recording the third time that we went out to look, because it was already, like, it wasn't gone yet, but it was coming back to being white. Like, the little tiny piece on the bottom of it was already turning white again. So in the boo that I recorded, when he mentioned it being dark on the top and lighter on the bottom, was probably because it was moving out the other side, of the shadow of the earth, but I'm very sad, because I would have liked to have seen or heard a description at the beginning. I was just goofing off, trying to take pictures of the moon now that it's back to being full again. I don't know if it's all the way back to being full again, but it's not full, because it was full before, but in its full lightness. Somebody brought up a good point on Twitter, wondering what the Earth looked like if you were on the moon during the blood moon. I imagine it's quite cold, because they say on the other side of the moon, it's cold when the sun's not shining on it. So I imagine during that eclipse, it got quite cold if you were up there. Somebody described it as having a ring of fire around it. Like, if you were on the moon looking at the Earth would have a ring of fire, which makes sense, because if you were on the moon, the Earth would be creating a lunar eclipse for people on the moon. So, I mean, creating a solar eclipse for people who were on the moon. So it makes sense. Like, I think if you were there, it would be, I think the reason it turns red is because when the sun, if you think about it, when you look at a sunset, when the sun is right on the bottom of the horizon before it goes down, it's fiery red, so the moon became fiery red. So it makes sense to me that it would be doing, like, that it would be turning orange like that. And it makes sense it would look like fire coming, because people say the sunset looks like fire, so. But I think we missed it. And now it's white again, because I've been looking out my window and goofing off with pictures. Experimenting to see if I could even take a picture of the moon. I think I took a pretty good picture of it, not gonna lie. Pretty proud of myself. Anyways, I wonder if you were on the moon, if you could see the different reflections of things on the Earth's surface, like buildings and stuff. We can't see them in the reflection of it from here, but I wonder if you could, if you were on the moon. Like, if you had a telescope or something. Maybe you could see the reflections from, if you were on the Earth with a telescope pointing at the moon, maybe you could see the reflections of small things like buildings and stuff. I don't know. This is what I think about. I know, I'm weird. Anyways. I was a little disappointed because I wanted to record it and put a boo up on Audioboo with a description. But my dad says maybe we'll try again. There's supposed to be another blood moon in October, so maybe we'll try again in October. Try and get a better view and maybe a description. Time-lapse description would be cool. Like, recording a few minutes of description as it goes on. Awesome! Yeah, that'd be cool. Anyways, that's all I gotta say, I guess.